Turn to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Thank you all for your care. Phone calls and text messages and cards. It means much. Thank you. I called my doctor in Cleveland Friday night, I believe it was, and this guy's different than anybody I've ever seen. This is one of the most renowned surgeons in the whole world. And he calls you and talks to you on his cell phone. I've got his cell phone number. I called him. He picked it up, talked to me. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know where this guy comes from. He's supposed to be the best. But anyhow, and in the course of conversation, we was talking about my case and everything. And I said, can I ask you a question? I said, is it a dire situation? Is my situation desperate? And he said, oh, no, it's not. He said, it's complex. It's very complex. But he said, no, I wouldn't say it's desperate. And so we talked a little bit and we got off the phone. And I went on to bed a little bit later and I was laying there in bed and I was thinking, how in the world would he know if my situation's desperate or not? There's only one that knows, John. There's only one that knows about my situation. God knows. He's the only one. This fellow's going to do all he can. He's going to do the best he can. And Brother Buddy's going to go to have surgery tomorrow. And it's already determined. It's already determined, the outcome of this surgery. And we'll give him the glory if he gives us the grace to say, thy will be done. Let's read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. God is. No place else. I've learned a lot in this last year. I really learned this. And I still need to learn more, but He is. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's a very present help in trouble. He is. You got trouble? Any of you got trouble? Cecil, you got trouble? You know where to go. We know where to go. He's our help. He's our help. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams thereof, whereof shall make glad the city of God. That river, it can be many things. It can be the gospel. The gospel's a river of overflowing goodness and rest and comfort and hope and help to a lost sinner. You lost? You lost your way? There's a river. Go to that river. When I was a kid, my dad's grandparents lived up on top of they had 64-acre farm way out in Lawrence County. And he took me up there and he showed me went clear to the top of that hill. Down over the hill a little ways, there was a little flat area there. And in that flat area, he said, come here, I want you to see that. I was about 12 years old. And over there was a bricked-up little catch basin. And there was water running into that catch basin. And he said, get you some of that water. And I put my hand out there and I got me a drink. It was just cold and refreshing. And he said his grandmother called that the spring in the little meadow. And he said it's never run dry. Ever. He said, it's never been dry. And he said, it was almost to the top of a hill. Water usually percolates down through, and the last place there's water is down in the valley. He said, this place has never run dry. Never run dry. Well, that's what we're talking about here. There's a river. Never runs dry. Never runs dry. It's full of comfort and hope and help and rest. And if you need help and hope and rest, you go to that. Go to Christ. Go to the gospel. Go to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved, and God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, there's what's going on all around us. This is a description of the day we live in. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. Listen to how all this is going on around. Is anybody in turmoil about this? I am. I confess to you, I am. not for me, not for my wife. You know, our day's over. We've lived in the best times that the Lord's ever prospered this creation of His. We have. Any of you that's 70 years old or older, you've lived in the best times. The absolute best. And yet, they're rapidly fading. And I don't grieve for me and Jackie. We've been blessed. But, oh, I do for the kids and for the grandkids. What are we leaving them? What are we leaving them? Well, He knows, because listen to this. The heathen raged. Kingdoms were moved. He has to utter His voice. And the earth melted. Just, He may be pleased to do that. He may be pleased to do that. All He has to do is utter His voice. It'll all settle down. It'll settle down. The Lord of hosts, He's with us. And the God of Jacob, He is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Oh, be still. Be still. That's Him speaking to us. Put your name right there. Dale, be still. Just be still. Be quiet. Be comforted. Be comforted. And know that I'm God. Be still. We've got a little great-granddaughter. And when we have the opportunity to be with her, and she'll be sitting there and we'll be playing or whatever, and I'll get right down just real close to her. I'll get right down face to face, eye to eye, nose to nose. And her name's Daisy. I'll sing, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer true. I'm half crazy over the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. Oh, but you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. And she'll just look at me. She'll just sit, and my eyes will be just wide open, and she'll just look at me, and she is comforted. She is comforted. I'm not going to let anything happen to her if I can keep from. Be still. This is our God talking. He's talking to you, me. John, you be still. Be still. Be still and know I'm God. That's all we need to know. We don't need to know anything else. Just be still and know that I'm God. Know that I'm God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. Oh, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob. He is our refuge. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I can just about lay down right here and go sleep. Just the peace. That's what our Lord brings. That's what our Lord brings. Let's pray. Our God and our Heavenly Father, we come into Thy presence and, oh my, are we a thankful people. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. In the material realm, You've blessed us abundantly. You've given us the fruit of the land. You've given us the good of the land. You've given us the prosperity of the land. We've had jobs and homes, and You've blessed us with family, children and grandchildren, and oh my goodness, the material things You've blessed us with. But oh, our Heavenly Father, I hope we never stop there. I hope we never fail to give Thee thanks for sending Your dear Son down here to save our wretched souls. We've lived a long time down here, and we've wasted and squandered everything You've given us. But as we draw near this battle, as we draw near this journey's end, oh, Father, let us know and let us see the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us rest in Him. Let us look forward to His return, His coming to gather us unto Himself. We indeed be a blessed people. And Father, we're blessed that You've sent Frank our way. You've sent us the gospel in this place. This work that You began with John, and You've passed on to Frank, it's the gospel. It tells who we are, and it tells who You are, and it tells our only hope is in that one who came and sacrificed Himself to redeem us unto Himself. Father, I hope we never forget. Remind us daily, whatever it takes, whatever it takes to get us off our feet, get us flat of our back, looking unto Thee, our only hope. Be with us, Father, in the days to come. Continue to bless us. Be with those that are in a time of trouble. We continue to pray for our brother Cecil. You visited him in trouble, ongoing trouble. Father, we pray that you be with him. Be with him and Sheila in a special way. Comfort their hearts. Comfort their hearts. Be with our brother Buddy as he continues to battle this that you've brought his way. Be with the doctors. Give them much wisdom. And be with us all. When it be our time to go through the valley, give us grace. Say, Thy will be done. In our Lord's name we pray and give thanks.
All things work out for good, we know. Such is God's great design. He orders all our steps below for purposes divine. That keeps me still, no matter what the test, and lets me glory in His will. For well I know 'tis best. For well I know 'tis best. The work begun, and mortals are immortal here until their work is done, until their work is done. Someday the path He chose for me all be understood in heaven's clear.